This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Sundial writer Sarah Wright Covington recently discovered a treasure trove of family letters and found renewed enthusiasm for putting pen to paper.
During a recent chat with one of my many teacher friends, we lamented the lost art of letter writing as penmanship no longer has a place in the elementary school curriculum. As fate would have it, only days after talking with my friend, I happened upon buried treasure in a popcorn tin of old pictures in my attic. Tucked into an old envelope at the bottom of that tin, I found a collection of old letters my father wrote to my great-grandmother when he attended Northwestern University in Louisiana on a track scholarship more than 50 years ago. Throughout my lifetime, I've seen much of my father's handwriting, a distinctive, often illegible, messy scratching, sometimes on loose paper, sometimes on the backs of photographs, and often enough on the insides of cabinet doors and desk drawers. A retired government accountant, he is a note taker. While I was growing up, I watched him pen many a letter to the editor, the congressman, or the cousin so-and-so twice removed. As I recall, he even had a prison pen pal at one point, but I digress. As I looked at the print on the outside of that yellowed envelope, I barely recognized the penmanship as his. As I held that same crumbled paper that had been handled by both my father and great-grandmother so many years ago, I remembered their mutual adoration of each other, built on a foundation of a shared love of baseball and blackberry cobbler. She was a tall woman with thin shoulders that shook when she laughed, and I remember lying across her lap in my grandmother's porch swing while she tickled my back with a broom straw in the summertime, a fan swirling overhead. In my father's letters to her, he described the weather, eating candy from vending machines in his dorm, late night studying, and running what he called hell for leather in the track meets that would eventually be the cause of his bad knees. In all of his letters, he concluded with, "I love you, and I hope to see you soon." He seemed happy but hesitant, wistful, and homesick. Years later, he would deliver the eulogy at my great-grandmother's funeral that he wrote the day before on the same kind of notebook paper as his college correspondence to her. His written letters froze time for me, giving me a tangible sliver of his existence from a time long gone in his life when I was but a gleam in his eye. I read the uncertain, fate-yet-to-be-determined letters of my young father with an omnipotent pride that made me want to reach for my laptop and fire off an email of encouragement to 1964 to say, "You will make it. Your life will be a great success. You will be loved." Instead, I will probably pick up the phone and call him, if nothing else, just to say, "I love you, and I hope to see you soon."
Sarah Wright Covington, mother of three girls, plans to encourage her offspring to continue the family writing tradition. Sarah's commentaries are published in the No Alla magazine. This is the Sundial Writer's Corner on WLRH Huntsville. Listen to us also at WLRH.org.
Danced in the morning when the world was begun.